We are learning Masechta Zivamis Dav Ches Amar Aleph, and we are beginning 12 lines from the top of the Ches Amar Aleph. We learned earlier in the Masechta that from the Pasuk of Aleha, it teaches us that a erva, and actually specifically of a Chais Ishtoi, is Aser even by a Makam Yibum. In Makam Mitzvah, it's Aser. And the Gemara's question is, what do you need a Pasuk for? It's Lois Aser Shishrei Karas, that is the Erva. So why do you think that Yavama, which is Aser, will be Deichet? So the Gemara's first Teretz, we were Zeichet to yesterday, they were talking about a very specific case where it was a case where you could say, Hol the Ishtri Ishtri. We're saying, since the Eishes Ach became Mutter through Yibum, we'll matter another Erva as well. And the Gemara came out, it's only possible in a case where the brother died before the other brother, let's say Reuven died before Shimon married the sister. Then Reuven died, then Shimon married Reuven's wife's sister, and now it's a question of had the Yibum on that. So there we would say, Halv Ishtri Ishtri, that it's Mutter. But only in that case, you still need Aleha. It says, no, it's not Mutter. That was the last Gemara's Teretz. Now I'm going to say another Teretz, a whole other Teretz, why we need Aleha to tell us that Erva is Aser B'Yibum. So Gemara Vayisema Asya Bekesha Mid Rav Yoina. There's a famous Hekesh called the Hekesh of Rav Yoina. The Amar Rav Yoina, B'Tem Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, Amakra. It says in the Pasuk, at the end of the parish of all the rites, says the parish, Kichol Asher Yoseh, and this Hekesh puts together all the different arayos into one rule, into one halacha, and therefore we make a Hekesh one to another. The Gemara uses it for other halachas. For example, there's a halacha of Ha'ara, that's the beginning of a Bia, that's the Issa already. It says it only by Nida, and we learn out everything else from Nida through this Hekesh. This Hekesh is a way we learn out arayos from each other. So you would think that you'd also learn out from Eishesach. Huksu kala rayas kulam l'Eishesach. Ma Eishesach, which is your brother's wife, which is usually Aser. But if they have no children, then, if the brother had no children, then his wife is Mutter, Sharia, af kala rayas nami Sharia. You make a Hekesh and say, just like Eishesach is Mutter, so too the other rayas Mutter. Kasa rachmona aleha. Therefore, you need the pasuk to say aleha, no, that you don't make the Hekesh. Are you going to ask me, what's the half meaning of the Hekesh? Eishesach is only one erva. But an Eishes Ach that's a Bito, or Eishes Ach of Chayz Ishtoi, has two problems. It's an Eishes Ach and an Erva. And an Erva of a Chayz Ishtoi. So Rashi speaks about that. Rashi says, V'apagav the Hokachad Yisura, V'hokach Trey Yisura, Ema Shivim ala Hekesh. There's a cloud. You don't say a Pircha on a Hekesh. Hekesh is a Hekesh, even though it doesn't have to make sense. It's a Hekesh, and therefore you need a Aleha to tell you that it's still Aser be Erva when it comes to Yibum, even though we have the Hekesh. Omaler of Acham Adithu Ravina Mechdi. Kala, right? So now, Al-Kaponim, that's a good pshat, that Allah is coming to tell you that we don't make a Hekesh Eishesach, and now we have, in the first pasuk by Chayis Ishtoi, that Erva is Aser. So now, if you think about it, when it comes to Arayis, you have one pasuk of Chayis Ishtoi that says it's Aser Makam Yibum, and you have Eishesach is Makam Yibum. So when it comes to all other Arayis, who do you learn out from? Do you learn out from Chayis Ishtoi or from Eishesach? It's all a Hekesh. And in actuality, the Gemara on Daf Gimel Beis really asked this question, how do you know that all arayas don't have Yibum? So Mar says, learn out from Achayis Ishtai. And Toys spoke out, it meant Akeshi de Rav Yaina. It meant this Hekesh, Toys spoke out there. Al Kaponim, Shalas, we didn't make a Hekesh too. That's the next Mar's Kasha. Only have Achab, this real Vina, Mechdi, call arayas Ika Lakshune, Lakshunhu, Laishas Ach, Vika, Lakshunhu, Lachayis Isha. You can make a Hekesh to Eishas Ach, or you can make a Hekesh to Achayis Isha. My chazis to akshus la chayis isha. Why are you so sure they make a hekesh to chayis isha? Akshin la sheisach. Make a hekesh to sheisach. Comes to all other arayas, bitei chamosai, kalosai, all other arayas. Let us learn out from eshach. Just like eshach is mutter b'makim yibum. Same too, bitei is mutter b'makim yibum. And not from chayis isha. How do you know learn out from chayis isha? How do you know which one to learn out from? Somewhere else, two terutzim. There's a cloud. When it comes to Hekesh, you either go Lekula or go Lechumra, we go Lechumra. So here, you rather go Lechumra and learn out from Achayis Isha than learning out from Eishesach. All other Arayis are two Asuri, because Eishesach and the Erva, Bitoi, Kalosai. We'll learn out from Achayis Isha, which has two Ervas, Achayis Isha and Eishesach. Masha Inkein, Eishach, one erva. Therefore, It makes sense to learn out Trey Suri from Trey Suri, but you say Mahaka Trey Suri, Mahaka Trey Suri, Betray Mitrey Afinan. Now Mahaka Chada Isura, Betray Mechada Loy Afinan. You'll learn out two from one, and you don't learn out two from one. So that's where we had the second teretz of our Gemara, that you need a Leha to tell you that you don't make a Hekish to Eish Yisach, and therefore now we have a new Mekar, we have the Mekar that we don't know all the time, from a Leha that Achais Isha is Aser, and we have two Arayis, Eish Yisach and Achais Isha, and we learn out all the Arayis from Achais Isha. Why? Not from Eish Yisach. Teretz is two Terus, either because of Chumra Makshinon, or because we learn out Trey Yisuri from Trey Yisuri, and not Trey Yisuri from Chada Yisuri. Come to Gemara and says another teretz now, a whole different mahalach. Rava Amar, Rava says, Erva lo tricha kra. You're right. We don't need a pasuk for the erva itself. The ina say derech lo yitzach shvekaris. Rava's made a third mahalach now. Rava says you don't need a makar. You don't need a makar because ina say derech lo yitzach shvekaris. And Tosha speaks out why Rava doesn't like the other two terutzim. He says the first teretz that we had was based on a cloud of halva ishtari, and that's what you would think that the achos isha is mutter in a specific case at least. So the Taz says that Rava doesn't hold of ula, doesn't hold of the whole ula of be of mixash ma be of going into base of mikdash. Divya doesn't hold of the whole idea of ishtari, and I akesha b'yonish tikkul taira. That Taz says also look at the end Taz of the mask of Rava. He that he holds because the Indian is suruhu the actual Rachmana v'hachiyarek Rav leilin hatayra. The whole hekesh is not to learn how to tayrim. The hekesh is just to learn halachas about the rais. Let's say ha'ra different halachas, but not to learn any hatayra. It's not what the hekesh is for. So upon him, Rava doesn't like the two terusim. This is a new teretz. He says, you know what? You're right. You don't need a pasuk for that erva's asa because ain't I say the echloisa? I say shivakaris. The taka is no havamina, and you don't need a pasuk for that. So what do you need the pasuk of aleha to Megala, that this parasha of Achais Ishtoi is talking about Yavama? What do you need that for? You know what you need it for? You need it for the tzara. So, lemeisar tzara. You need a pasuk to tell you that a tzara is asa. Litzrar teaches us that a tzara of Achais Ishtoi is like the Achais Ishtoi. And then even Makam Mitzvah is asa because it says, Aleha, Aleha. That's how we know that tzara is asa be Makar mitzvah. So that's what he's saying. Ever doesn't need a pasuk. I say the chalais, I say the shavikaros. They don't need a pasuk. The only pasuk is tzara. Break the gemara. Ever let tzicha kra. But Tanya, if you look back at the brayse, I give on base that started this whole sugya. It says in the brayse like this. Ein li elohi. We only know her because the pasuk says the brayse goes like this. It says mina animili. Talking about Israel chalais leisigal tzara. Says matam aleima. It says the whole thing. So it says, "Never kar levin em lahalel, malahal makom mitzvah makom mitzvah." Vam machmor leisikach. Ve'engli alehi sharasa manai. That's what it says in the brayse before. So it sounds like you need a drasha for he for the erva itself. How can Rava argue in the brayse? So Rava answers, no. It really you don't need a drasha for the erva itself. We're just setting you up to ask the tzara. Vatani alehi emti gemara mishum sharasa. Vaktani later on in the brayse when it says, "Engli elahein." Shah Rayas Menayin, also it sounds like we're going back on the Erva. So the Gemara Mishum Tzareis, Mishum Tzareis same. So it just means to set you up for the Tzara, to ask the Tzara, but of course the Erva itself does not need a Pasuk. Why? Because it would not be a Havamina that Yavam would knock out a Loisasa Shiyesh Boy Karos. That's Rava's Mahalach. Toshima, we ask a Kasha on Rava. Toshima, Rebbe Eimer. Rebbe brings down a different Rasha for this idea of Erva and Tzaros. We had a whole few blat here, Erva and Tzaros, all from Aleha. And Rebbe has a different pasuk, a different limud for those halachas of Erva and Tzaros Erva. And we'll see what he does at the end of Chesem Beis, we'll see what he does with all the psukim of Aleha and Tzaros. We'll see what he does with that. But Rebbe has a different drash. Toshima, Rebbe Omer, the pasuk says like this by Yevama. It says, "Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov Meis Echad Mehem Avein Inlo." He doesn't have children. Let's see, Yeshu Meis Achutza Leizar. What should happen? Yevama Yovei Aleu Ulekacha Loyli Isha VeYibma. And Lekacha of Yibma, choose of a Lakach or a Yavam. What's VeYibma VeLakcha? Sounds like coming to exclude something. So Rabbi Yehuda, Lakcha VeLakcha VeYavam Yibma Lesser Tzarais VeRais, coming to answer that only. V'lacha, only a lady that's not a tzara, and only a lady that's not a rais. That's what comes to mind. So what do you see from Rebbe? You need a pasuk for a rais. So it's a kasha Rava. Rava said you don't need a pasuk for erva. Why not? Because ein asay doicha loy sases yesh by karas. So why does Rebbe say you need a pasuk for arayis? It's the kasha Rava. And for the Gemara, this year read it. Less tzaras arayis means no one means ema. Less tzaras shal arayis. It's answering tzaras of a erva, a tzaras erva. That's all Rebbe means. The problem is Rebbe has two psukim. But treikroy kanosla, he brings the two psukim. My love, chadla erva, chadla tzara. Once for erva, once for tzara. Two psukim. Once the asa erva b'makam yibum, and once the asa tzara b'makam yibum. And for the Gemara, loy edvedi letzara. They're both for tzaras erva. Both of them. Chad lemeisa tzara b'makam mitzvah. One is telling you the main is the isra of tzara b'makam mitzvah. What does a tzara mean? Moshe, you have a tzara klar. What tzara erva means? You have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon's daughter marries Reuven, and Reuven has another wife. Besides for the daughter, he has another wife, bracha. Bracha is a tzaras erva. That's the halacha. Bracha is a tzaras erva. So one is teaches that tzaras erva is aser, and the other one, v'chad, lemishri tzara shaloi v'maka mitzvah. The other pasuk is telling you that the only time that we have, you know, that just like if it's tzaras aser v'maka mitzvah, v'maka yibum tzaras aser, tzaras v'chayis ishtoi aser, for sure shaloi v'maka mitzvah, a tzara v'chayis ishtoi aser, k'mash v'lon, no, that only, it's only also makam mitzvah, not shloim makam mitzvah. That's the two drashas. We had a question, what's two drashas for? We don't need a pasuk for erva. Teretz is, both of it's tzara, one's to ask the tzara makam mitzvah, and one's to mat the tzara shloim makam mitzvah. How does that happen? So Gemara's explain how you have that drasha. What do you know, because what do you see? Hetar, tzara makam mitzvah, my timer. But what's the, my timer means like, what's the drasha? Like, how do you see the drasha? My timer. But yavma v'yivma, b'makam yibam hu da'asira tzara. It says, v'lacha, only this wife and not a tzara's erva, but dafka v'makoim v'yibma, dafka v'makoim yibam, where it's aser. But shloim v'makoim yibam, it's mutter tzara. So that's what we'll learn up Rebbe, according to Rava, to save the day, that he's not answering the erva itself. Okay, you don't need a pasuk for that. It's all talking about tzara's erva. And two psukim are, tzara's erva is aser, and tzara's erva shloim v'makoim mitzvah is mutter. Omar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that our Mishnah is actually meduyik like Rava. Omar Rav Ashi, this is not Medeko. This was bothering a lot of different Yingalites. It was bothering them. The Chayyim of Mishnah starts off, Chamaish Esrei Nashim Poitris Sarasayim et Sarasayim. Hello, we never learned Yavamis. You gotta tell us that the Erva is Asa. Well, why did you miss the point? You go straight to the Taras Erva? What happened to the Erva itself? Teretz is, that was Pashut. You don't need a mishnah for that even. Amar Ravashim is now a deka. Yiktani chamish esrei nashim peteres sarasayim. Vilu paturois upaiters leiktani. He doesn't say they're pater himself and pater atzara. Shema mina. You see from here that it's ABC, it's Pashut. That, Erev is also, you don't need anyone to tell you that. And the whole limud of how Masech is a tzara sarva, and that's why I need these limudim. So from now, Gemara has a kasha. Oh, no, another interesting kasha. The Gemara's question like this, that we're assuming from the pasuk of the tzrar, it teaches us that the tzara becomes like achayis ishtai. That's what happens. So if that's the case, why do you need aleha? But we should know, it's simple, that once we says the tzrar, that teaches us that a achayis ishtai's co-wife is like achayis ishtai, so then it goes to the din of asay, ein adaycha loisas es yesh vekaros. Let's see more inside. Maishna erva de loy tzricha kroa de inase de chalais as yeshu vikaris. Tzara nami, the co-wife as well. Tzara nami loy si ba yikra. Shouldn't need a pasuk. Shouldn't inase de chalais as yeshu vikaris. And again, our Gemara is assuming because the tzara becomes like a chayis ishtoi. Says the tzrar. And the zeres kosev, then it becomes a chayis ishtoi. Omle vacha. What? A chayis ishtoi. The tzrar says that the tzara of a chayzishta becomes like the erva. So even though you have a good point that a lot of times Rashi calls it eish shachas abanim, this Gemara sounds like not like that. Yeah. Omalei Rav Acha Bar Bivi Omalei Rav Askutz. The kasha here is that what do you need pasuk of aleha? I understand. Once it's letzvar, so it's now it goes to the regular klal of ein asay deich lashu makaris. Omalei Rav Acha Bar Bivi Mar Lervina Hakamash Meid Rava. Tzara namalei tzakra. You're right, it doesn't need a pasuk. So what do you need a pasuk for? What do you need a leha for? Ki itzakra lemishri tzara shaloi b'maka mitzvah. And my timer, how do you see that tzara is mutter? Because better time you say tzara is also, because tzara is like a chayzishta, even shaloi b'maka mitzvah is also. My time, Amakra, Aleha, Mokim Aleha, Dasiro, Shleim Mokim Aleha, Sharia. It comes out of Fizeh, Aleha is really a heter, not an issa. Really, the Tzorah teaches us that the co-wife of a Chayz Ishtar is like a Chayz Ishtar. Comes Aleha and says, by the way, that Chidish, that a Tzorah of a Chayz Ishtar like a Chayz Ishtar is only by Aleha, only Mokim Mitzvah, and not Shleim Mokim Mitzvah. So Fizeh, Aleha is really a Mi'at. Aleha is really a Mi'at. Really, how do you know Tzorah is also according to this Gemara now? Hey, you know what co-wife is also? Because Litzra. Aleha just says that the din Litzra is only Mokim Mitzvah, and not Shloiba Mokim Mitzvah. That's what comes out, Lefi, this Gemara, Lefi Rava. And Echanami, Rashi a lot of times over the Masech, over the beginning of the first parak said that she's also at the end of the day, it's an Eishes Ach, she yeshle Bonim, it sounds like. It sounds like that was really a Petur Yibum, and then it became a Zach. This Gemara is moving out like that. So I have this Sa'ara. And I saw in the article that they spoke it out. Oh, Rashi says like that, but heard it's a little bit of a kasha. Like upon him, we'll stick there by that in that question. That lemaisa, the vard is that Aleha tells you daf makom mitzvah zaser, but really the issa is lit tzrar.